I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Remember ping-pong diplomacy? Well, if sports helped improve relations between the U.S. and China in the 1970s, why not try the same thing now with culture and ideas? A high-profile American cultural delegation is visiting China right now. The group includes several prominent figures, cellist Yo-Yo Ma and author Amy Tan, filmmaker Joel Cohn and actress Meryl Streep. The World's Beijing correspondent Mary Kay Magstad is covering their visit. Who's behind this event, Mary Kay, and what is the overall goal?
Well, it's being sponsored by the Asia Society and the Aspen Institute, but if there's one person who really came up with this idea, it's Orville Schell at the Asia Society. And he said, you know, look, for most of my career, I've been writing, I've been putting together policy papers more recently, and it doesn't matter how smart they are, they land on someone's desk and no one reads them, they don't have much impact. So I figured, let's try doing something really different. You know, people like coming together around movies, around books, around ideas. Let's have a festival where we bring a lot of these things together and people can have fun. And around the edges, they can start talking about other things. And, you know, hopefully this will be a step toward helping us understand each other better.
So you spoke with filmmaker Joel Cohn, whose last film, True Grit, was screened during the visit to China. And he had a chance to screen a movie by a Chinese filmmaker, Zhang Yimou, called A Woman, a Gun, and a Noodle Shop, which is a remake of sorts of Cohen's film, a 1984 thriller, Blood Simple. Tell us about that.
Joel Cohn was speaking on a panel, and he said that, in fact, he liked this remake a lot, but he did also have another reaction to it.
I think it may have been the single weirdest viewing experience of my life, watching it the first time, because there were aspects of it where I thought, why did Zhang Yimou even bother to ask us permission to do this? It's so different. And other parts of it where I thought, oh, okay, there's the story, and it's in certain parts of it seemed very close to what we were doing. That is a really good example of why this kind of contact is really important, because what he was doing with that is exactly what we do all the time. We're constantly watching things, and it all goes in, and it gets spit back out in some form of influence. And what he did was he took whatever he wanted to take from that movie, and he made it completely his own.
Mary Kay, I have to ask you, that's Joel Cohn speaking in English to presumably a lot of Chinese in the room. I mean, these have to be fairly well-to-do elite Chinese, I'd imagine.
Quite a few of the Chinese who came are in some way in the realm of culture. They're writers, filmmakers, aspiring filmmakers, or people who just love film and culture. There were also quite a few Americans in the room as well. But the point he was making, which is, you know, where does creativity come from? It's keeping your mind open. It's being able to connect dots you didn't ever expect to connect, I think is a very resonant message for a Chinese audience. And it's also an important one because in China, where a lot of information is censored, where people are told they shouldn't be thinking certain kinds of thoughts, it does tend to limit creativity.
From what you've seen, Mary Kay, from this visit, will culture be the thing to improve relations between the U.S. and China?
Well, I think it never hurts. And certainly in terms of the exchange of films and books and other ideas through other means, there's a lot of interchange already between the U.S. and China. I think one issue for China as it reaches for more soft power, as it likes to refer to it, which is more influence in the world, more of a power of attraction, more of others outside of China wanting to be like China. You know, they see what the U.S. has and they want that. They don't know how to get there. And part of the reason is the government's almost trying to do this by fiat. It's trying to do this by saying, okay, we will now move to be more creative. And the Americans are coming in this conversation and saying, hey, just open up your minds and think about things differently. Think about how else things can be and interesting things might happen.
Mary Kay, I have a stargazer question for you. Is Meryl Streep, who is on this visit, is she big in China?
Very, very big. In fact, there was a fan club in the audience today, 20 young women who had flown in from all over China. They were wearing identical yellow hoodies that said Meryl Streep across the front. And they had their scrapbook and they had all sorts of memorabilia of Meryl Streep. I think in general, she's a very well-respected actress in China and quite well-known.
What's her hit movie there?
P. people knew many of her movies. At one point when she was speaking on the panel, she said, "So I was in this movie Out of Africa. I don't know if you've seen it." And everyone's like, "Yes."
Big burst of applause, standing ovation.
Yes, absolutely. There was one really nice moment at an evening performance with Meryl Streep and Yo-Yo Ma. Meryl Streep was reading poetry while Yo-Yo Ma was playing cello. And at the end, they obviously have great respect for each other. He bowed to her. She bowed to him. He bowed more deeply. She bowed more deeply. He got down on his knees and bowed. She did the same. And then she prostrated herself flat on the ground, at which point he looked around and did the same thing.
Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Marco. Always a pleasure.